Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Reports. We're getting an update from Capella Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol CMIL, chatting with the president and CEO, Eric Roth. Now, Eric, we're following up on a news release that came out earlier this week, July 12th. A general update on the auger drilling at the South Gold Line project in Sweden. Now, this is a very large project, about 500 square kilometers. Auger drilling being used to, from my understanding, further define some targets, where you want to drill some deeper holes with either a diamond or RC rig. What's the update here? What are you trying to tell to the market about the progress of this auger drilling, please?
Yeah, thanks, Corey, and great to be back, and big hello to your listeners as well, too. So, so the idea with the update there was twofold. Just to set the general scene, so the Southern Gold Line project that we own in northern Sweden, as you mentioned, it is 500 square kilometers. It's in, as the name suggests, it's in a southern part of the belt, which is just generally called the Gold Line. The northern part of the Gold Line has the Barsele deposit, which some of your listeners may be familiar with. It's actually the largest deposit known so far in the belt. It's a multi-million ounce deposit. The area that we're operating in, which is in the southern part, has two known deposits, both of which are owned by Dragon Mining. So basically, what we talked about in the update here was really two things. One is in the southern part of the property, we have this Rotjanen claim, and effectively what we had previously discovered here were boulders on surface that do carry gold. And just to sort of set the scene for your listeners here too, so this part of northern Sweden, Finland, typically has this thin till cover, so it's an overburden that doesn't let you see the geology underneath. But what we do see are these gold-bearing boulders. So effectively, what we've been doing with the auger drilling is to start from where we have these mineralized gold boulders on surface and effectively working upstream or up the glacial flow direction, which is sort of basically saying we're working uphill. I mean, the boulders rolled down effectively to the position where they are now. So we're basically going uphill, if you like, to look for the source. And because we have this thin till cover, the best way to do that is with auger drilling. So the auger drilling we've done so far has been very successful in the sense of the trial lines that we've done. They've come up with some very good gold numbers. There's also been some very good trace element geochemistry. And now we continue that systematic work to which effectively, in this case, is moving to the northwest. And as I say, look, it's the best way to look for these the source of these boulders. And the program will, we basically just have a small hiatus now where there's not, the drill isn't turning today. But in about a week or two, it will be turning again and we'll continue that sweep of the property to the northwest. The other thing, as I mentioned too, the northern part of the property has these two deposits that are owned by Dragon Mining. We control pretty well a good chunk of the ground around them. And effectively what we're doing is that we're doing sort of a first pass reconnaissance work, essentially prioritizing those areas where we need to do more work. And then with the idea of obviously getting some drill targets up as quickly as we can. So the update that we put out the other day was really twofold. One was to update the market on specifically the southern part, looking for the source. We know there's gold in these rocks on surface, in these boulders, looking for the source. And then the rest of the property is really this first pass sweep to prioritize those areas that we need to do further work. So it'll be a very busy summer for us. We've got field crews on the ground now, and it'll be a very busy summer for us as we go forward here.
Now, what's the general timeline of continuing this auger drilling and potentially getting a drill on site here? Can you share with us what is potentially possible?
Yeah, so basically the plan with the auger drilling is to just, as I say, it's a systematic sweep. The auger drilling actually goes quite quickly. It's a fairly, these are very short holes. The till cover here is only a few meters thick, basically. So so you can actually sweep through, quite large areas very efficiently time-wise. The plan basically is in that southern Rotjanen claim to cover that claim with the auger drilling and then obviously identify those areas that we do wish to follow up with drilling. And then similarly for the north, Once we can prioritize those areas, then basically we would do the extra work required to physically define physical individual drill sites, if you like. So and of course, probably the best time to drill here is over the winter. So the way I'd see it progressing, Corey, is that we would use this summer window, keeping in mind the summer is really until September, October, and then basically after that, you get the snows, the ground freezes up, and the winter is usually a good time to be thinking about drilling as well, too. But I would say that at this point, because it's such a large property, we do want to do the work properly in terms of being systematic. So I think probably likely that we're doing discovery type drilling, which is, actually with an RC or a diamond rig, we would be looking at doing that either later in the year or early next year. So probably the winter would be the earliest that I think we could get a discovery type drill rig on site.
So Eric, when it comes to auger drill results, auger drilling is very shallow and it really is just testing out, say, mineralization that's undercover, just as you mentioned, getting a handle on where some of the target areas or priority targets are. What do you consider a success or what gets you excited in terms of auger drill results?
Yeah, so there's two things here, Corey, as I mentioned. So first of all, the gold numbers are obviously the best measure of success, but one should never forget, too, that the gold is often associated with other elements. There's a suite of elements that gold typically occurs with. So anomalous values in some of those trace elements, if you like, can also be very exciting for us, too. So, obviously gold is the number one. If you get some very good gold anomalies, that's fantastic. That's first prize. But we should also be on the lookout for, very high trace element concentrations. You know, the typical things that in that belt, we know that gold is associated with other things. I mean, there's silver, there's tellurium, there's arsenic, there's all of these things that basically need to get rolled into that that equation. So a good anomaly would really be a good mix of all of those, both the gold and the trace element minerals.
Okay. Eric, what about all the other work that's going on at the project too? Because the company has, as we've talked about recently, projects in Norway. There's also Canadian properties in JV partners' hands. Any broad updates you can tell us about the portfolio of projects the company holds?
Yeah, so in Norway, we're very busy too, as we did talk about 2 weeks ago, Corey. So the two projects in Norway, the two copper projects are active. We are also, in terms of the Canadian side of things, we are still pushing those forward. So there is still field work going on in Canada. Now, basically, what the plan is to basically go into permitting for both of the two joint venture projects, the first one being Domaine in Manitoba and the second one being Savant Lake in Ontario. And the plan is still to be looking at drilling later in the year on those. So basically, where we are right now in the Canadian projects is the permitting phase, really sort of fine-tuning that side of things, getting the permits approved, and then later in the year to be drilling on those. So we're looking forward to that as well, too. And unfortunately, in the case particularly of Manitoba, it's been very difficult, the permitting side, just because of the COVID restrictions. It's obviously been very difficult to get out, speak to people, let people know what we're doing. But things are moving forward, and we still do expect to be drilling here later in the year. So the general plan still remains to be drilling four of our five projects before the end of the year, which would be the two Canadian joint ventures, the two Norwegian copper projects, and also to, if we can get the targeting done quickly enough in Sweden, we could be looking at drilling there at the end of the year, but I think it's probably more likely to be next year that we do the drilling there.
Okay, Eric, I appreciate the update. Not much more to touch on here, but the company continues to work on a number of your projects in the portfolio, and as these individual projects advance, I'll keep bringing you on the show to update everybody. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll get Eric to address those. And in the meantime, Eric, keep us up to date on any more news that's coming out of the company, please.
Thanks, Corey. Will do.